Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Get Momentum by Jason and Jody Womack. Sophie, have you ever had one of those days where you're just stuck? Like, you know you need to do something, but you can't make yourself move?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just days, sometimes it's weeks. That's exactly what this book is about. The Womacks say the problem isn't that we lack willpower or time, it's that we don't have momentum, and they've got a 5-step system to build it.
Right. I love that they start by reframing productivity. It's not about doing more in less time. It's about creating a life of engagement and forward motion. They say momentum makes the difficult feel easy.
Exactly. And the first step is clarifying your vision. They have this exercise called the Ideal Week. You design your perfect week from start to finish. Not just work, but everything. It shows you the gap between how you're spending time and how you want to.
That's powerful. Instead of vague goals like get in shape, you get specific. What does Monday morning look like? When do you exercise? It turns a distant dream into an actual plan.
And then step two is getting organized. But it's not about color-coded folders. It's about reducing friction in your environment. Every time you search for a document or navigate a cluttered desk, you're spending willpower. They say design your space for action.
Yeah, I tried that. I clear my desk at the end of each day, and it made a huge difference. Just that small act of closure signals to your brain that you're ready for tomorrow.
And then step three is making time. But here's the twist. They don't just block time for work. They say schedule your priorities, not your tasks. If family or exercise matters, it goes on the calendar with the same sacredness as a client meeting.
They also bust the multitasking myth. They push single tasking and this thing called the power hour, a dedicated, uninterrupted block of time for one high-priority task. Turn off notifications, close email, just focus.
And they argue that time management is really energy management. You can have all the time in the world, but if you're exhausted, you won't accomplish anything. So step four is building energy, sleep, hydration, movement, and micro breaks.
I loved that they frame a 15-minute walk as a strategic investment, not a waste of time. And they talk about energy vampires, people or activities that drain you. The goal isn't to eliminate all stress, but to build a sustainable lifestyle.
The final step is managing your mood. Because even with clarity, organization, time, and energy, you'll still have bad days. The key is resilience. They talk about micro moments of choice. You can choose to let a setback ruin your day or take one small positive action.
There's this simple question they suggest. What is one small thing I can do right now to move forward? It shifts your focus from the problem to the solution. And they emphasize celebrating small wins. That dopamine release fuels more momentum.
Right.
And the whole system is a loop. Clarity leads to action. Action creates results. Results generate energy and a positive mood, which gives you more clarity. They call it the momentum loop. You can enter it anywhere.
So the takeaway for me is that you don't need to change everything at once. Just pick one area where you feel stuck, apply one principle, and take one small step. That single step is the start of your momentum.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well put. So the book's big idea is that momentum isn't a gift you wait for. It's something you create one small step at a time. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.